It's always an annual treat when Cincinnati World Cinema brings in the current LunaFest collection. This long-running series of short films by and about women is an excellent way for budding filmmakers to get noticed and also do some good in the process. As always, a portion of the proceeds from these showings will go to the National Breast Cancer Fund and locally to the Eva G. Ferris Education Center in Covington. In any collection of short films, reactions will be different for different people. You may find some inspiring, some funny, some ho-hum, but that's the luck of the draw. And just like with the British commercial programs, there's always something new just around the corner. The shortest films are three that run 4 minutes each. The longest film is 21 minutes. For me, here are a few of the highlights. I was amused by Sidewalk, a 4-minute animated film in which a young girl walks through a journey of her life and in the process comes to terms with her own body and self-acceptance. Another 4-minute film is Date with Fate from Australia. Two divorcees are matched up by a video dating service. The results are not what either of the participants expected. It's a funny look at how life can smack you in the face with one of those déjà vu moments. From the Netherlands comes Flying Anne, in which a young girl with Tourette's syndrome tries to navigate her way through life. In First Match, a 14-year-old African-American girl prepares for her first co-ed high school wrestling match. Her teammates are not particularly in favor of her participation. Her father has to work long hours to make ends meet, so he doesn't give her enough attention. Plus, it's just hard to be 14 and in that situation. But her coach is behind her 100%, and she is determined. It's a strong film with excellent performances and a good score. My favorite of the bunch is Tiny Miny Magic. An attractive urban dweller starts a flirtation with her mailman via notes at first, which expands to small gifts. You think you know where this film is going, only to find out you were wrong. It's a charming, well-done little tale. Although this year's lineup is stacked with entries from the U.S., there are also films from Greece and Norway, in addition to the aforementioned films from the Netherlands and Australia. LunaFest 2013 will have two showings in the theater at Covington's Carnegie Arts Center next Sunday, December 1st, at 3 and 6:30 p.m. With each screening of LunaFest, Cincinnati World Cinema will present the world premiere of two works by local filmmakers. The 3 p.m. screening will feature Art as Action by Andrea Torres, a look at women artists in New York City in the 1940s and 50s. As part of the 6:30 p.m. showing, Melissa Godoy will present her film, The Art Carvers of Music Hall, about those women who did much of the intricate carving in that honored structure. There will be a reception 1 hour prior to each screening with the filmmaker in attendance. Here's your chance to enjoy something different in cinema, all while supporting excellent causes that help women locally and nationally. Go to our website at wvxu.org for links to Cincinnati World Cinema, LunaFest, and the Breast Cancer Fund. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.